Well, it's really difficult when you have 7 minutes to try to pare down this huge project you're working on. So this is just a glimpse into some of the things that we're doing with our hospital data in New York State. So just a quick summary, there's almost 15,000 work-related hospitalizations each year in New York, and this rate has increased from 166 hospitalizations to 183, and this is a statistically significant increase. As you all know, hospital discharge data and emergency room data can be useful for the surveillance of serious health conditions. There are many limitations, and I won't go into that. So New York State is very large and diverse, and not only do we have a broad range of industries and occupations, but there's also a wide spectrum of different types of injuries and diseases that occur. And because of the demographic variability in our state, we frequently break our data analysis up into regional data. So we look at New York City, which includes the five boroughs of New York, and then everything else is considered upstate. That includes Long Island. I know it's kind of down by New York, but as you can imagine, there's a huge difference between some of the occupations and industries in upstate New York versus the New York City area. So overall, this chart doesn't show that, but overall there is another statistically significant increase in the rate among white and black. There's also an increase in the rate of work-related hospitalizations in Asian Pacific Islanders, but that's not statistically significant. You can see that when broken down by region, the rate of work-related hospitalizations are higher upstate for all races when compared to the rates in New York City. So this is kind of a striking table or figure. Hispanic workers in upstate have a significantly higher rate of work-related hospitalizations than non-Hispanic workers, maybe due to agriculture or the different types of jobs they're employed in. This was a little surprising to me. The Hispanic New York City and non-Hispanic New York City have almost identical rates. It's hard to tell on that slide. So my plan too is to look at the work-related hospitalizations by the top 10 diagnostic categories. I also want to look at this by race and ethnicity. I didn't have time in 7 minutes to include all those, so I just figured I would give you the quick overview of what we see in New York overall. So more than 44% of the diagnoses were diseases of the muscular skeletal system, and an additional 37% were due to injuries and poisonings. So the most frequent injuries and poisonings were fractures and concussions, a lot of head-related trauma, while musculoskeletal disorders included things like osteoarthritis and arthritis of the spine and back, and disorders to bone. As Michael talked about previously, in New York State, E-codes are required when the principal primary diagnosis code is in the range of 800 to 999. There's a few exceptions to that. So we have good external cause of injury data in the state. So over 60% of all work-related hospitalizations are due to accidental falls, with 23% of these due to accidental falls on the same level from slipping, tripping, or stumbling. Or an accidental fall from ladders or scaffoldings. 15% of work-related injuries are due to motor vehicle traffic accidents. And let me just remind you, this is hospitalization. So I'm doing many of the same things for our emergency department visit data. Again, the rate has increased steadily in the past, since 2005 to 2010. Um, So when broken down by region, the rate of work-related emergency department visits are higher in both blacks and whites in upstate when compared to the rates in New York City. However, the rate of work-related emergency department visits in Asian Pacific Islanders in the New York City area was much higher than the rate of those in upstate. Again, you can make lots of hypotheses as to why that's happening, mostly due to the different types of jobs they're seeing. So this is Hispanic workers in upstate have a higher rate of work-related emergency department visits than non-Hispanic workers. And in New York City, the rates are practically identical for all years. Here's the top 10 ICD-9 categories for emergency department visits. 64% are due to injuries and poisonings, 25% are due to musculoskeletal system and connective tissue disorders, open wounds, contusions, sprains, fractures, etc. Again, I'm planning to break this down and take a look at it in terms of race and ethnicity also, but overall this is kind of what's going on with our external cause of injury data from emergency rooms. Almost 75% of them, of all injury work-related visits, are due to other accidents. And this includes overexertion, strenuous and repetitive movements, striking against or being struck accidentally by objects or persons, and accidents caused by other specified cutting and piercing instruments. More than 18% of work-related ED visits are due to accidental falls. Again, fall seems to be the prevalent theme in New York State. It must be all that ice. And motor vehicle traffic accidents make up 7%. My plan is to have all these tables and charts available on our Occupational Health Indicator web page. So feel free to go take a look. Thanks.